Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. We are here. We are watching Taylor. We are hanging out.
Yep.
We are on the heels of a new album release. We're very close. We're not close enough.
I was going to say
talk like that, but I'm just excited.
Less than a month. Well, if this comes out tomorrow, a month.
Exactly
tomorrow.
A month from today. From today.
Yeah.
So we're excited. We're
very
excited about all that. Pumped up. We had a few things come out over the weekend. Tortured Poets Department is on Apple Music right now, so
yep.
We're able to see which songs are explicit and which songs are not. Also, Taylor is, of course, chart topping again, but with Static, literally nothing.
Right. So, 8 seconds of Static.
Yeah. So,
so
we'll get
crazy.
Into that as well. Gia, what's going on? How are you?
Not
this
much.
Is Thursday. What have we been up to?
Yeah.
I think what we've done in that
good
time.
Weekend. Good St. Patty's Day. Yeah.
Good
or
Saint Patty's.
Saturday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Top of the morning.
Yep.
I watched Dairy Girls all weekend.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh my God. What, Gia?
Is it a show?
Yes. And you will love it. Okay, you have to watch the subtitles because they have Irish accents that are so crazy. But so Dairy Girls is like it's these four girls and one guy that are at like a prep school in Londonderry, which is in Ireland.
Okay.
And it's set in like the mid to late 90s where there's like a lot of bullshit going on in Ireland, like bombs and stuff, like bad shit.
Okay.
In real life. But the town itself is kind of like a poor town.
Okay.
And like it's really funny. And then they're in school and they like,
this
it's
is
so fucking funny. It's on Netflix.
Different than the show with the older guy that plays like a young middle school girl. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Jamie, private school girl. No, okay. That is Chris Lilly. Is that guy's name? That
okay.
is.
That's different.
Yes.
Okay.
That's Summer Heights High.
Oh yes, yes,
and
yes, yes.
Jamie, public or Catholic private school girl.
Yeah.
That is a different thing.
Okay.
Equally hilarious.
Okay.
But totally different vibe. Dairy
okay.
Girls is like. Is more like a comedy version of like a Gossip Girl.
Okay.
And the main, one of the main girls in it is the like tiny girl from Bridgerton who ends up being Lady
Oh yeah,
Whistledown.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like one of the main characters.
Oh,
Dairy
funny.
Girls.
Oh, okay.
Gia, you will crack the fuck up
oh,
at this
shit.
Show. Like,
okay,
you
I gotta
love
watch
it.
It.
You will love it. And I'm actually shocked that you've not, no one's told you about it before.
Yeah, no.
It only has three seasons.
Oh, okay.
So it's a quick get through. But I, of course, watched to honor my Irish people.
Mm-hmm.
Needed to make sure that they were given the proper respects.
Why is there no Italian holiday?
Because like every Sunday is an Italian holiday.
Yeah, I guess
you
that's
know what
true.
I mean? The Irish don't get anything, okay?
Yeah,
the Irish
that's
get
true.
Nothing.
It's like they have St. Patrick's Day, but like we don't have one.
True, but I feel like the Italians celebrate like... You get extra Italian on all the big holidays like Christmas,
yeah.
Easter, like all those holidays get
that's
extra
true.
Get extra Italian. Like, I'm trying to think what else.
Like Christopher Columbus, but like we don't want him.
No. Nobody claims him.
Is he Italian also? He might be Portuguese.
I think he is like, yeah, Portuguese or Spanish maybe.
Yeah, he might be.
But, you know, who cares? He's dead to us now. And
he is
literally
dead.
And figuratively.
Yeah, yeah.
But that is a good question about like Italian Day.
They don't
I just feel like there are more days that lend themselves to Italians.
God damn it.
You know?
Yeah, I guess that's true. We have our own little Italy. There's no little Ireland.
There's never a little Ireland.
Yeah,
yeah. It would just be like it'd be like one street and every other
just
thing
like
would be
a
like
one bar
potatoes,
with the Guinness.
Pierogies,
yeah.
Sausage and Guinness. Like
yeah.
that'd be it. But we love the Irish and
yes, we do.
You know, Barry.
Barry, Paul.
Paul.
Killian.
Ayo.
Killian.
Yeah. Niall Horan. Niall.
Saoirse.
Other people. I'm trying to think who else was on that list.
Colin Farrell. Love him.
Love.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other Irish women. Gales.
Irish women.
An Irish girl. That's how they talk.
Oh, is... No, Olivia Colman's British.
She's British. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I only know Saoirse. She's like the only Irish...
I know.
Woman
we need to get
actor.
Some more Irish queens up in here.
Ayo's like not actually
she's not
Irish.
Actually from Ireland, which
Irish
is the
women
joke running, by the way.
Actors.
All my Dairy Girls girls.
Oh, the mom from Harry Potter. The stepmom.
Oh, Fiona Shaw.
The aunt,
oh my
I
god,
mean, yeah.
Aunt Petunia,
mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fiona
she's
Shaw,
Irish.
Shout out.
The rest of these people, I have no idea who they are.
Interessant.
And
well,
Luna Lovegood is Irish as well.
Oh my God, Ivana Lynch.
Yeah.
We love Luna Lovegood.
Oh, Carrie Condon. She's also in
oh, of course.
Banshees of
Inisherin.
Yeah. Love her.
Obsessed.
fucking boring. Well, yeah, so boring.
Shout out to all of them. Hope everybody had a good St. Patrick's Day. Didn't party too hard, that they're feeling it still today on a Tuesday.
Yeah, seriously.
And that's that. We wrapped up. We're in the thick of it again at work. We got March Madness going on. It's sports time right now. Sports girls.
Unfortunately.
I don't know what time our thing comes out, so I don't know. It is tomorrow, I found out, today, Tuesday. So keep your eyes peeled for, Gia and I are a team, and we picked a team to root for.
Yes.
And,
but it's like you can only pick from the 6th to the 16th seed or something like
ninth,
that.
I think.
Oh, ninth to the 16th seed. Yeah.
Underdogs. So, yeah, it's like you can only pick underdogs.
Yeah.
And we won't say who we picked just in case it's not out yet, but.
But there's a little bit of a Taylor Swift correlation.
There's a little bit of a Taylor Swift correlation, and we'll be dressed appropriately and celebrating appropriately and cheering them on.
Hopefully.
Your eyes peeled. It'll be really fun.
Yeah.
March Madness is fun. If you let yourself get into basketball, it's really fun.
Yeah, it's like the only time that like I actually like college.
Do you think Taylor would like basketball? I think so. I think she would.
I think you really can like any sport as long as you see it live.
True.
Anytime you go to a sports game, it's always relatively fun. Because you get a nice novelty drink, chicken fingers, maybe
a
new hat.
Holler a little bit.
Yeah.
I love an opportunity just to yell.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to yell just for the sake of yelling.
I agree completely. Wait, so also, just in a bringing up funny moments from the weekend, I was watching the Eras Tour, obviously, on Thursday night.
Oh, my God, yes. I was like, how are we going to start this with something fucking dud? Yeah. Eras Tour came out on Thursday night.
Yes. And I was watching with subtitles because I just always have my subtitles on.
Yeah.
And I have been singing the wrong lyrics for Fearless my entire life.
What were you singing?
I thought it was...
no.
In the car, engine, oh, I want to ask you to dance... Right there.
Wait,
but it was
wait,
like,
let me think of...
Wait, let me look up the lyrics. Wait,
don't read them out loud, though, because I want to know if I want to...
Lyrics.
I'm trying to think how that starts.
Yeah,
before.
Okay, wait. Okay, there's something about the way the street looks when it's just rain. There's a glow off the pavement. You
walk me to the door. Don't you know I want to ask you to dance right there?
No, so
it's not the words?
You walk me
to
the car.
In the middle of the parking lot.
And you know I want to ask you to dance right there.
Wow.
I know. I thought it was, you walk me to the car engine.
Play that part out loud. Play that part out loud.
Car engine, oh, I want
to. Oh, my God. I literally thought it was end, you know, I want to ask you to dance
right
there.
No, you're right.
There.
That's what it is. It's end, you know. But I thought it was car
engine. You thought it was
engine.
Oh, so I am right.
Yes. No, but you said door.
Well.
You said, you walk me to the door.
Walk me to the door. And you know,
but it's you walk me to the car.
Walk me to the car. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, but excuse me. Looks like I know Fearless better than the fearless bitch in the room.
But it sounds like car engine.
No, I think that's fair. Car.
Like an engine, no, engine. Yeah, so I was like,
that's
wow.
That's so funny. No,
I've been singing car engine, no. Oh.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, that's tough. Your whole life.
I was shocked.
Now you'll never get it wrong because you'll think about it every time.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I know.
I'm trying to think because I also had subtitles on, but I didn't notice any differences, I don't think. I was too busy like staring at her face. Like I usually get distracted by subtitles no matter what, but this one I wasn't distracted.
I always just like to keep subtitles on. I don't know why.
I do too.
But I stood up and watched it for like the first like 30 minutes because like this is kind of like a good workout.
Totally.
So I was just standing watching, like staring straight at my TV. So I was like, oh my God, wow. I've literally been singing Car Engine for
That's
the past
crazy.
25 years of my or however long I've been able to sing.
Yeah. I want to get, I'm thinking about getting one of those like walking pad things. I think we talked about this.
Yes.
That's like a treadmill, but not.
Yes.
I feel like that would be a good thing to pop in front of my TV and just be like
put
walking
on air
for like, the
tour.
Whole concert.
Yeah.
Because that's what Taylor does. You know, she sings faster, slower, depending on the song.
Yeah.
I'm really looking to do that. And I don't belong to a gym or anything. And I also don't believe that they're like, I would need it to be, I want to sing loud as fuck. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I want to do it. Basically, I just need a private gym is what we're talking about. I need a private gym.
Yeah, basically what you're saying, yeah.
Put me in a room with a treadmill, and I want to be able to do that.
But I guess you could, like, put it, like, under your bed and shit. Like, it's easy
totally,
to store.
Totally, under my couch even.
Yeah.
Like, slide it under there.
Yeah, I was looking into one of those, too.
I just feel like they're okay. Jeff D. Lowe has one. Speaking of, we bring him up like once an episode. He's always so relevant, Jeff D. Lowe.
Of course he has a walking pad.
Like, no, like, of course. Yeah. Nobody has more, like, gadgets than he does. That's literally why I bring it up, because, like, he had it and he was using it and he really liked it. But I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like it. Also, they're in, like, a house. It's different.
Yeah, I feel like that's something.
I worry about
it
being loud on my below neighbors, you know?
And I feel like that's something you use for, like, 2 months and then you just, like, forget.
And then totally forget about it. Yeah, I feel like that's
it just collects dust.
I'm probably going to buy one after this episode is over. Because now with you said you were standing up watching Aristotle, that's a great workout. You're so right. But
I was
anyway,
just going like this, like hey,
totally.
Hey,
I have little mini weights I would like.
Yeah,
I need to tone up.
I
know?
Think
I'm not very toned.
No, please,
not at all.
My God,
it
I'm like
sucks.
A bag of milk.
No, straight up. It's like people are like, oh, you're skinny. I'm like, yeah, but it's all skin. Like that's what it is. Like it's just like saggy skin. Low-key.
You're not saggy.
I'm a little saggy in the arms. I need to start doing some arm stuff.
Yeah,
don't
me too.
Look at my arms every
I know. Fearless. I think I was thinking this while watching. Besides the intro to Reputation part where she like walks down like in the clacking of the heels, I think her doing Fearless is like the best part of the show.
It is a really cute moment.
Yeah.
I think it's the obviously the oldest, the most nostalgic, starting from square one.
Yeah.
There's so much left of the concert to look forward to.
Yeah. And
it's
like
a
the
good
heart,
it's a fun
and,
moment.
Like,
yeah.
Such a fun
the heart.
Moment.
I did the heart on my couch.
Oh,
I was
same.
Like, I was so like
you can't
you know,
not.
Streaming tears. It was like
yeah.
Like chill, bitch. Like,
I just
whatever.
Kept thinking,
but,
I
no,
can't
I
believe
couldn't.
We're seeing this. I can't believe we're seeing this.
I can't believe
it either.
I can't believe
this.
It either.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. But the movie, I think, was a rousing success. We were all
clowned.
All the Swifties were online tweeting lyrics and having a good time.
Yeah, and we were clowned again.
Clowned again. Nothing happened afterwards. I don't know how. We just have to stop assuming stuff.
I know. Maybe. And we say it every
Nothing's
time.
Happening.
We're not going to fall for it. We're not going to fall for it. And then
I didn't clown too hard this time.
No,
thankfully.
But
I didn't
I
even
did.
Stay up late.
Oh,
I
stayed
up. I
finished the whole thing. I really.
No, I finished the whole thing, but then I stayed up later, like in case it was an announcement.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I went to sleep that night at like 3:30. Something crazy.
I went live on TikTok for like a little bit, and everyone was like, just skip ahead. Like, skip ahead and see if there's anything. I'm like, no, like, I'm going to stay.
Why would you skip ahead? Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's going to ruin it.
Everyone's
and then
fun.
It doesn't matter, anyways, because there was nothing. I really thought that if she changed the date to a day earlier. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, they.
Well, no, all the timing lined up for something to be happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Friday, March 15th, Ides of March, like, it all made sense.
Yeah.
There's some other theory now out, of course, that is like. I'm trying to think what it was. I didn't even really process it too much because it sounded insane. Something about like May 2nd. May 2nd is 2016 was the May 2nd Met Gala where she like met Joe, or the day after, and something.
Okay.
People think it could be that. Because there's some kind of song, there's some kind of connection there.
So, but in what case? Like what? Like a single
reputation.
Being? Oh, Reputation. Ugh.
Reputation, a double drop.
There's just no way she's double dropping.
I know.
Like there's no way. I'm
I
sorry,
know.
But there's just no way.
It's
Unless I'll be eating crow, but I don't think so
no,
at all.
No, I don't think so either. Unless, yeah. But it would make sense, again, like 2 weeks after the album drops, like the new album comes out and then she puts out Reputation. I just don't foresee that. I don't
no,
foresee
it
that
just
at
would.
All.
I just don't understand.
Yeah. Seems not right. But that was that was some half-assed thing, and I'm not going to dive too deep into it. If you guys are looking for those crazy conspiracies, like, let me know, and I'll take more notes on them. But, like,
yeah.
I can only take so much. My poor heart can only take so
much.
I can only clown to, you know. How long can I be clowning?
Yeah. And also,
I'm
like,
so
we don't
want to
just be, like, constantly being like, oh, and here's this.
Yeah,
here's
I
that.
Hate being made a fool.
Yeah, me too. I don't like being wrong. I
no,
really hate being wrong.
I hate
wrong.
It so much.
Yeah.
It's the fucking worst.
So I'd rather just be indifferent towards all the theories.
I
and then if they're right, then I'd be like, oh, you know what? In the back of my mind, I kind of thought that was real.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah, couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
So,
I was just about to ask you something. I forget.
Aristotle
what I was
going
to ask. Something
the movie was
Aristotle.
Perfect. While you're thinking about it, the movie was great. Surprise song, final surprise songs were all
oh,
six
yeah.
were Our Song, You're on Your Own Kid, Maroon,
I Can
This
See
Love,
yeah.
I Can See You, and Death by a Thousand Cuts.
Yes, yeah.
All fantastic. I didn't really care about This Love. I know that's controversial.
You Are in Love, you mean?
You Are in Love,
yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
'Cause This Love I really like.
Yeah.
You're in Love is fine. It's never been my, like I would have preferred Exile over that.
Oh, but totally, totally. It
turns out people were saying in the comments that they didn't record Exile.
Yeah.
I thought for sure they did. I thought they recorded all the LA shows, but I guess not. Such a miss on not recording that. Huge miss.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, really.
I think I'll like You Are in Love more when I feel that way about someone.
Maybe that's my issue.
Yeah, it just really makes me kind of sad because I'm like, damn, I've literally never felt that way about someone in my life.
Yeah. It's a little, it's also just like, of all the songs, you know?
It is an interesting choice, for sure.
I'm kind of surprised by it. Not complaining. Great song, obviously. I just was thinking more like, oh, loved Death by a Thousand Cuts. Thrilled to have that.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
So happy to have it. Our song, even that, I like to have.
Yeah, I think that was a good nostalgia moment, for sure. Love,
Maroon.
Maroon, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Duh.
Obsessed.
I can see you. I'm fine about. Now, whenever I think of I Can See You, I just think of us remixing it.
Oh, yeah.
What was it? Which one? What song was it for? It's like.
What were we saying? No, it was that.
No, it was like. No, did it? I can fix him.
No, really, I can fix him.
No, really, Lee can fix him. And I can fix him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's our
That's
good
our
thing.
Remix of I Can Fix Him.
If that song comes out, it's going to sound just like that.
Is that an explicit one?
Oh, yeah. So let's go down the list of explicit songs. So wait, just to wrap up the Eras Tour movie premiere, I think that it was a really smart thing to do. Everything was popping off online, really fun.
Yeah.
People put it on right at 9. You know, I think it was available like 10 or 15 minutes before 9.
Yeah, it was.
But I put it on right at 9 because I wanted to be in time with Taylor Nation, who was live tweeting it. And we were tweeting on our favorite lyrics. Everything is perfection, gorgeous, beautiful. And it seems like it was a rousing success.
Yeah, I remember my question I was going to ask you. Did they ever do anything with the Hollywood sign with the Eras Tour thing?
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah, because
I guess not.
If you guys don't know, they shut down or like there was a lot of
something weird.
A production set was being built around the Hollywood sign. There was like a bunch of production people, like they blocked off a bunch of land and like apparently the neighbors were pissed because it was like really loud, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was under like Disney Plus TS.
Yeah.
So they thought that she was going to. It was confirmed that like she wasn't going to make an appearance. It wasn't going to be a performance or anything, but something was going to happen with the Hollywood sign.
Something was happening. Maybe some filming. We don't know. That was weird. When I saw that at first, I thought it was strange. And I was like, this seems like a decoy something even.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
So possibly something with a Hollywood sign at some point. No idea.
I thought that it was going to like light up. In different like eras, colors
could be
for like a celebration, but like could be. I didn't see one thing about it.
So random. A couple of things too about LA and Taylor. Taylor's been in LA this whole time with Travis.
Oh yeah,
for like a week now it seems. Not doing much. They went out to dinner once
at Bird's, Bird Streets Club.
Yep.
And Bob Iger was.
Bob Iger was there
fawning over them.
Yeah. So we hear. Yeah. Which he fucking better be.
Yeah,
to be honest.
I know.
Bob Iger, they're cashing his check. You know what I'm saying? Like,
totally.
They made him a shit ton of money this year. So
yeah,
good.
Totally.
I'm glad he's kissing some ass. And then also, yeah, they were at Taylor's house apparently. Oh, Travis went to the Justin Timberlake concert where NSYNC had a reunion.
Oh, that's funny.
Which is interesting.
Is he doing Vegas?
I don't know.
He seems like a Vegas residency type of guy.
He does. And can I say that I loved when the 2020 Experience came out, Justin Timberlake's album, Mirrors specifically, one of my favorite songs of all time.
A fucking banger.
So good.
Yeah.
Music video is insane.
Yeah.
Everything about it's phenomenal. Since then, he fell off big. And now, in my eyes, he's like thirsty as hell for no reason. Did you
see
that fucking
know.
Picture? That he posted or that somebody posted. Wait, I bookmarked it. That's
no.
how disgusted I was. And again, I am normally not a Justin Timberlake hater, but I think because of like, look at this shit. I think because of the whole Britney Spears thing. Oh, ew. I know. Someone was like, there should be an age limit on being able to make that face. Yeah. It's like TikTok fuckboy face. Yeah. Pulling his shirt up, showing his abs. It's like very embarrassing. Like, I'm just embarrassed for him.
I saw him at White Horse Tavern like 3 months.
Oh, that's
three
right.
or 4 months ago.
Yeah.
And he was with a lot of young women and Jessica Biel was not there.
Just really bizarre. Bizarre
mm-hmm.
behavior.
And I said, Justin,
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
He gives me bad vibes.
I get bad vibes because of all the Britney Spears stuff. I'd have bad vibes about him now. And I think it's annoying that like forever he wouldn't do anything with NSYNC. Like NSYNC was always like, yeah, we're so down for reunions. It's all kind of up to Justin. And then finally when Justin needs like a PR resurgence, he calls him up. It's like, please. So, but we do know that NSYNC gave Taylor an award at one point. What was that award? What was that award show?
Oh, yeah.
MTV Awards, maybe?
Yeah, it was last year, right? When she was it when she announced
no,
Midnight?
No, it was recently.
Oh. American Music Awards?
Yeah. I think it was. It was what she wore the black dress and she was drunk and dancing in the front. And she came up and she was like, holy shit. And they gave her a friendship bracelet or something.
Oh, yeah. Viral NSYNC friendship bracelet moment.
Yeah. That was in the fall, I think.
Yeah, it was with the black dress. Was that the MTV music?
The VMAs.
VMAs.
At that time, I remember Taylor being like, oh my God, I'm freaking out, whatever, like reunion, blah, blah, blah. And so kind of funny that Travis goes to see Justin Timberlake and then like an NSYNC reunion happens Taylor's not there. So I wonder if she was upset. One. Two, the Bob Iger thing is interesting. But someone else pointed out that she's been like bopping around LA doing whatever, but that she hates the LA paparazzi so much that they don't get shit from her. Like we haven't seen her.
Yeah.
So she's been avoiding. Meanwhile, in New York, she'll step out
all
and she'll
the time.
Do whatever and she'll be good about it. So I guess, the LA paparazzi are fucking
garbage.
I get it too.
Time to lay low. Like she has a month before her album comes out. You might as well.
Uh-huh.
One more LA thing. Oh, sorry.
Oh, maybe the same thing.
Oh.
Cara Delevingne's house.
No. I
Did
saw it
see?
Burn down though.
Holy fuck. I feel
sad.
So terrible. Cara Delevingne, obviously one of Taylor's good friends, and I love her, model and actress, and she was filming something working in London and her house burnt down basically.
Do they know
and
how?
No, I haven't seen reports. She had two cats that were safe.
Oh, thank God.
Fucking God.
Yeah.
Really cute cats. And yeah, her house is just demolished. Sucks so bad. I know her house because I'm obsessed with Architectural Digest videos.
Has she done a thing like that?
Yeah, she did a few years ago.
Terrible. A house fire is like just an absolute like heartbreaking, brutal.
It's awful.
Like, because you
it's
just
awful.
Lose everything.
Yeah.
And it's just like, how do you even like start again? Like
exactly.
Miley Cyrus and...
Oh my God,
house.
That's right. I
yeah.
forgot about that too.
Like Malibu? Yeah, it's so
it's
sad.
Terrible.
Yeah.
And lucky that they were able to... to get it under control, put it out before, I feel like there's just so many fires in California. Like,
it's insane.
It's nuts.
Yeah, I don't, I get it because it's like because of the climate or whatever.
It's dry or whatever, but still, goddamn.
I know.
It's like an
I feel like
thing.
Living in California, like low-key, is
many,
so risky.
Too many natural disaster potential.
Earthquakes,
fires,
like possibly a tsunami.
Tsunami.
I don't
know. Everything.
They're like on a
we're
tectonic
all waiting
plate.
For that. Yeah, they are. That's why. Yeah. Well, they're waiting for
San Andreas Fault.
They're waiting for the really big one. That's
right.
Like the big earthquake that's apparently gonna like take California off the whole fucking country. That's what people say. So I don't know, dude.
Yeah, like great.
Crazy shit. Or take that whole Oregon down.
Yeah.
But
and then like
damn.
Living on the cliffs and stuff like even
oh yeah
yeah like erosion
mm-hmm.
That shit's
yeah.
crazy
shit's nuts out there
yeah.
shit's nuts out there
and then
there.
You have Taylor Swift making earthquakes
I know
due to her
right because of
her
concert
yeah.
right that's if a concert's making an earthquake like that's I don't know what that speaks to more the magnitude of the concert or the fact that like it they're just begging for earthquakes over there. You know what I mean? Like the tectonic plates are just like, ooh,
just,
when can
ready
we pop
to
off
shift,
right now?
Literally.
They're
they
always,
hear you belong with me. They're like, oh,
yeah,
we gotta
they
go.
Stay ready to shift. Yeah. They stay ready to shift.
But
so anyway,
there was
they did
like a study and to see how many of her songs like actually come up on like the earthquake scale, like the Richter test or whatever it's
yeah,
called.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Shake It Off was the biggest one with a magnitude of 1.7.
Everybody
you belong
jumps
with
for that
me.
One.
Yeah, was mm-hmm. 1.7 as well. Love Story is 1.76.
Ooh.
Cruel Summer was 1.71, and Ooh. 22 was 1.64.
Ooh, so which one was the highest?
Shake It Off.
Shake It
which
Off.
Which makes sense.
Highest. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, shake it, jumping
shake
up and down.
Shake it off, shake it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it would be interesting to see, like, when we were at MetLife, you can't really tell when you're in it that, like, you're bringing the place down.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see, like, what if I was just a person walking through and, like, not jumping around? Like, if you could feel the movement.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
I mean,
even, like, when there's videos of, like, the crowd reacting to certain stuff, and, like, it's the videos from, like, outside the stadium.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's insane.
It's nuts. The sound, even. God, it's just
break the
so
sound
many passionate
barrier.
People. Yeah. I know. So many passionate people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Let's see. Pray for California. I don't know.
No, seriously. Like, they need to figure their shit out.
They need to figure their shit out. But in the meantime, over the weekend, people believe Sunday night, I think, Tortured Poets Department is available to pre-save on Apple Music.
Woohoo!
Which, fun, cool, love it. That always happens.
Yeah.
And we all like this because it does show us which songs are going to be explicit and which songs are not. We don't know the lengths of any of these songs yet. That's not out. Let me look again. Because I'm looking at screenshots from Twitter, but let me look specifically at my own.
No, I don't think you can. No sounds yet.
No sounds yet. But... one of the things that was involved in this download, it's a graphic that says "All's fair in love and poetry." It's just like the same promo, I think, that we've been seeing.
Mm.
"All's fair in love and poetry." Sincerely, the chairman of the Tortured Poets Department, and it's just like a graphic, whatever. It and no sound, nothing. 8 seconds long, and it is number one on the iTunes charts.
It's crazy,
which is fucking hilarious. Like,
yeah,
number one streaming, like whatever. It's just so insane.
Just absolute silence and something that we've already seen before.
Exactly.
But I mean, so many people are probably clicking on it, thinking that
just
it's something
in case,
new.
Right,
yeah,
just
yeah,
in case
yeah.
Something new. But all right, so let's go through. It's categorized as a pop album, which I think we knew, but confirmed here.
Yeah.
How do you
feel about that?
I feel fine about it. What is what's Midnights?
Midnights is pop.
Okay.
Then
that's fine.
Red is pop, obviously.
Red
1989
is pop.
I was hoping for a folklore vibe, but whatever.
What
it's
are they?
Fine.
Are they? They're not pop. What are they? Folk.
Who? Yeah. Alternative.
Alternative.
Something I think I would say.
But remember that sometimes we can still have sad pop songs.
That's true.
You know. So
that's very true.
Let's not lose faith if we're looking. If the sad girls are looking for something. I'm looking for something. I'm a sad girl. I'm looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah,
this
really,
is going to be important for me.
Yeah.
This album, I have a feeling. Okay, but the explicit songs are as follows: the Tortured Poets Department itself, Down Bad, Down Bad. I still am dead serious. I think it's gonna be a sexy song. That's gonna be a sexy song. But Daddy, I Love Him, Little Mermaid, Florida, the featuring Florence and the Machine, LOML, potentially Love of My Life.
Mm-hmm.
I Could Do It with a Broken Heart, and The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Nice.
I think out of all of these, The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived being labeled explicit, I can't imagine is about her cats anymore.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
unless she's like, I fucking love these cats. Or like, you're so fucking fluffy.
Yeah.
Like, could be that.
Little tiny bitch.
Yeah. It could be any of those things. But I think that kind of lends itself to like...
I wonder if Florida is going to be like a So on the Beach vibe.
Yeah.
I hope it's not.
I hope not either.
We're going to fucking Florida.
No, I can't imagine with Florence on the machine. Like, I feel
fucking
like
fucking Florida.
It might be like a ballad or
I would
like
love
a
that.
Like a soulful, spiritual type song.
Like I
Don't Blame Me vibe.
Ooh, I would like that.
Oh, Lord, save me, but with
Florida.
You know what I mean? Like, whenever I think of Florence, I think of, like, that
oh, yeah,
big,
totally.
Like,
she's so, like, ethereal.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. So it's
cabin
gotta be.
Woman. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. I really don't have a little bit of a hint or an idea or, like a gut feeling about any of these songs or, like, what it's going to sound like or anything.
So agree.
Unless the Fortnite. I heard Fortnite. With Post Malone, which I saw, which I think I sent to you.
You thought, you heard a potential leak,
potential,
right?
Potential, yeah, potential leak. Don't know if it's real
yeah,
or not.
Yeah.
Sounded very
it
good.
Sounded pretty legit. Yeah.
But I also sent you that apparently they were like filming a music video for it.
Yeah, what was that about? I didn't see.
But
you
I mean, it's from
right?
Pop Tings, so
oh,
take
so.
It with a grain of salt.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it says...
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is rumored to already have recorded two music videos for her upcoming album, The Tortured Poets, and one of them being Fortnite with Post Malone. Swift is also planning on an extensive interview where she would talk about the Eras Tour, her new album, and the re-recording process, as well as a little about her current personal life. Saturday Night Live is also in negotiations with the singer for a musical performance.
Right, right, right. I think all those things
But
sound
the source
legit.
Is literally, I think the source is like literally like, trust me, bro. Like the source is
it's
just
like not a
yeah.
real source. Yeah, it's like, oh, I, this is kind of what I think is gonna happen.
But
the source was this podcast.
Yeah, no, literally
loosely based.
So
in fact.
Please don't
remember.
Don't yeah, take this.
Everything
with a
is loosely based in
but
fact.
But it wouldn't be surprising to me if she did somewhat of an in-depth interview or something because she hasn't like done like a sit-down thing in a really long time.
I'm sure she will. She did it all for Midnights, but then we were talking. Remember wondering if she will have to do or do any promo for this at all. She obviously yeah. doesn't have to do any promo at all. I wonder
did
if
she do
doesn't
promo for Midnights. Nights?
Oh yeah. Yeah, oh. yeah. She did the late night circuit. Like
right.
Jimmy
okay.
Kimmel. Or, I don't know if she did Kimmel. She did Seth Meyers, Fallon.
Okay.
Did she do Kimmel?
I don't know.
I'm not sure if she likes him or not.
Did she do Saturday Night Live for
She
Midnights?
Did it for
She did for all too for all Red, too well I know that. Version. But not Midnights, right? I don't think so.
No, okay. no. Saturday Night Live, no.
Yeah, okay.
But I wouldn't be surprised if she did it again. Wait, I was going back in our Twitter history and I found this May 2nd thing. So it says apparently on Singapore Night 1 March 2nd part of her website code while it was down contained the phrase 2 months from now. That was also the day where she went live to play the IDWLF
IDW I don't want to live forever.
I don't want to live forever. Okay. Because I saw that and I still didn't know. Yeah. I Don't Want to Live Forever dress mashup, but then nothing happened. She also suspiciously played two keys like it was an accident, but it felt intentional. Well, exactly 2 months after that day is May 2nd, the day she met Joe Bliss at the 2016 Met Gala. May 2nd is also 13 days after April 19th and TTPD release day. But what on earth could she be planning?
Too many fucking numbers. I can't.
Numbers.
2 days before this, 13 days and a
I know,
week away
it's crazy.
From that.
People are nuts. However, the only thing that made me be like, and even send you this to begin with, was the video of Taylor messing up keys.
Okay.
And like pressing one. Like her face is so... Here. Listen to this. Her face is like...
Sorry about that. Accidentally just... Anyway.
No. Like, that's on purpose. Like, watch it with your
but
face.
But I don't get it.
Watch it with your face. Like, look at her face right before she hits it. That's like... She's sending messages there. I don't know what for.
I can't even think that that's...
something is going on there.
Yeah.
Something is going on there. Her, like, purposefully... I don't know. And again, I might just be clowning, but that was what I was talking about earlier.
Interesting. Okay, May 2nd.
So, and that is... actually a Thursday, May
2nd.
That's
too soon from when the album drops. Like,
I agree.
I don't know.
We all need to chill out. But, So, yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for this album. I think it's going to be fantastic. I wonder if the tone is going to be, like, if it's pop, then I'm wondering if the tone will be 1989 Vault tracks. You know what I mean? Like, the
right.
tone of those songs is kind of, like, bitchy and scorned.
Yeah.
In like, a fun way.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that will be the tone.
Like, Ariana Grande's new album is kind of, like,
so
dance,
good, by the way.
But sad.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So
I really
good.
Like Ariana's new album. I also, huge shouts to Kacey Musgraves' new album as well.
So good. Yeah.
We can listen to both of those women while we wait for Taylor.
Yes.
Because they're
both of those albums
are fantastic.
They've been on back to back for me.
Yeah.
They're two complete different vibes, but.
We can be friends, but I like to just pretend.
You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again.
So good. That's my favorite one.
I really like that one too. I also like bye bye.
Oh yeah.
Boy bye. Bye,
I need to. I was listening to them on repeat while I was on the way to a baby shower on Saturday, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah,
like,
it's
girl, Ari.
Yeah, like the lyrics
off.
Are like low key so sad, but the vibe is a
for
good
sure.
vibe. Yeah,
for sure.
Which I like.
Could honestly be. I think that really might be a lot of what we're getting.
I
with
think so too.
Poets, and we have to remember too. It's a lot of Jack Antonoff on there too. He's not going to let. He loves a pop, but he likes a sad moment. So does Aaron Dessner, who
That's
will
true.
Be involved as well.
Oh,
Aaron Dessner
okay.
is involved. So, you know, I mean,
yeah.
Let's not get crazy. Like,
right.
He's a sad guy. The Nationals sad group. Like,
That's true.
There will be some sadness in there that will scratch the itch that we're all looking for. at least some happy sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I think it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it coming, like, you know, soon, though. I'm starting to get antsy. I want it.
I know.
I want it bad.
I know. And, well, we have, like, a lot of fucking... Beyonce has an album coming out next week.
What?
Yeah. Her country album.
Oh, I guess the rest of her album.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about that coming out soon. Because when she put out those two new songs...
Cowboy Carter, March 29th.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we have, like, another fucking album next week, too. So many good girly pops. Albums... I feel like
when Texas Hold'em came out, I was like, oh.
Oh, and when does Dua Lipa's album come out?
Oh, my God. Who knows?
Oh, May 3rd.
Doesn't Miley have something coming out, too?
I haven't seen an album. I know she just released a song, but I haven't seen an album announcement for her. But yeah, Dua Lipa's releasing an album May 2nd or May 3rd.
Go, Dua.
So we got a lot of pop girlies coming out with some albums.
I'm fucking hyped for that. I love Dua Lipa. Future Nostalgia was one of my one of my favorite albums. When Future Nostalgia came out, I feel right around the same time as Golden Hour, Casey Musgraves. So I do like put them together.
Yeah.
Maybe I was just listening to them a lot over COVID. I put them and then I think Folklore. I kind of think of them all at the same time. Future Nostalgia, Folklore, and Golden Hour.
Yeah, those are
so
great.
So that's exciting that they're all coming out with albums around the same time again. Yeah. Ooh, all of our girls doing
so many
their best.
Girls slaying.
We love it. We love it. How about not an album, not a girl. I don't know why this just popped into my head, but I have to talk about it. Bruno Mars being in trouble for gambling too much. Did you see that?
Oh my God, yeah, he's like in so much debt, right?
Bruno Mars.
Or like MGM.
Bruno Mars is in $50 million worth of debt with MGM.
How is that?
That's just fucking hilarious. That's, I don't know why that came up.
It just doesn't even make
sense in this conversation.
Though, but
yeah. How do you even let yourself... He's a gambling man. I looked up his net worth. He's only worth he's worth like $150 million, something crazy. But when you're worth $150 million and $50 million of that is
in the,
locked
in the
up in MGM.
Yeah, what the fuck? $50 million is
it's so crazy. That's just a crazy
thing. How do you not have
problem,
like your manager or something be like, hey, like you should probably stop for a little while.
It's people were comparing it to Elvis, which is so true because the same shit happened to Elvis, and then they made him do
a
Las Vegas residency when he was like sick and stuff. Bruno Mars will be coming out of the residency soon, without question.
If those rumors
are true, then we'll have a Bruno Mars residency.
I'm pretty sure he had something in Vegas. I
think so too.
Because
maybe that's how he started this.
Oh yeah, because
this problem.
Some of the Yak Boys were saying that like they got like two tickets to the Bruno Mars show during the Super Bowl, but like. No one could decide who they wanted to go with.
That's
like
so
no one
funny.
Just go like two people to Bruno Mars together.
Bruno, right? That's it's like low key romantic.
Yeah,
Bruno Mars Vegas. Oh no, he is.
He's doing.
Wait, he's playing at the Park MGM.
Oh, so that he's
damn,
literally
so he's
Elvis.
He's literally Elvis. Wow.
Shit, they're holding
him
hostage until he pays
Holy
it off.
Shit!
But speaking of a woman,
yeah.
Who is a singer?
Uh-huh.
Did you know that Reba, she was under some fire because apparently Reba said some shit about Taylor, but then she came out and said it wasn't true.
Wait, what?
Reba had to post on her Instagram grid.
Oh my God.
And be like, these are not true. So apparently Reba was all, so this is what the article says. Reba McEntire talks about how disappointed she was to look up at the big screen while performing the national anthem. Only to see Taylor Swift laughing and drinking and making a mockery of the event.
What?
In quotes. I let her have it afterward. She's an entitled little brat. Is what people were saying that
what?
Reba said. But then Reba posted it on her Instagram, a screenshot of the article. It is from a outlet called America Loves Liberty. So this sounds like it was some... Some good old country people.
Oh,
pay
please.
Attention to the flag.
Come
God
on,
damn it, Taylor
on,
Swift drinking a beer during the national anthem. What the fuck?
They're showing her while we're trying to watch our football.
These
and now she won't even do the
what
national
the hell,
anthem.
Reba McEntire. Get her, Reba.
Get her, Reba.
Yeah. She said, and the caption, please don't believe everything you see on the internet. I did not say this. Taylor is a wonderful artist, strong role model, and has done so much good for many people and the music industry. So Reba set the record straight.
That is so crazy. What a crazy lie. So the question, I guess, is was Taylor drinking and carrying on during the national anthem?
I can't imagine
she was. And did they show it? We would have heard about that nonstop if that were true.
I know.
That would have been the headline of every single article about the Super Bowl if she had
done
that.
Also, like, God forbid you take a sip of your drink during the national anthem. I'm definitely laughing. But I've definitely not paid attention during the national anthem. I've heard that shit a million fucking times.
It's like, chill.
Yeah, it's not that deep.
You're not on the field. Yeah. It's like, stop.
Yeah.
But also, too, really, like, if there were even a shred of truth to that, it would be front page headline news for 5 months straight.
Reba calling her
it would get brought back a little brat. Yeah. As if. Oh, my God. People are fucking crazy.
I thought that was very funny.
That's so nuts. And good for Reba setting the record straight because that is insane. That's so insane. I can't believe I didn't even, like, hear that. Wow.
I had one thing, but that's what I was looking for.
Where's your little paper?
I don't know where it went, but
oh, it's right here.
Oh, what else did I have on here?
What did you have on there?
A Bob Iger.
All I have is the explicit stuff.
My Reba. Oh, mm-hmm. Eddie Vedder, the lead singer of Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam, yeah.
Yeah. He was just like, I don't know what prompted him to say this, but he said that pop rock shows are very similar to the Eras Tour. In which a lot of misfits come together and they rock out and they have fun.
Oh, I love that, actually. Yeah. I love that.
I was like, hell yeah, Eddie Vedder.
That's fabulous.
I would never think to compare Pearl Jam to Taylor Swift, but...
Obsessed with that.
I'm sure my dad would love that comparison. My dad loves Pearl Jam.
I have to send that to him, too. You know who would love that? It's Dave Portnoy. I remember he's a big Pearl Jam
fan
as well.
Oh, yes, that's true. When we sang together.
We'll add it to the list of things to bring it up to him while we're trying to get back in his good graces.
Yeah, seriously.
Wait, there was somebody else who also talked.
He makes a bold declaration.
There was someone who talked, who was on Colbert as well the other day and said the same thing, and he retold that story about Taylor Swift. Paul Rudd came on and talked about his Paul Rudd came on, diehard Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
Massive, massive. Oh, and there was something else. Sorry, I'm so many things I'm thinking at once. Paul Rudd, diehard Kansas City Chiefs fan, so excited. His daughter is 14, loves Taylor Swift. Whole thing is great. He was talking about how, like, you know, his daughter can feel like she belongs because she knows the Chiefs, and so she has every right to, like, be, you know, to, like, cheer along and whatever, and she's not a bandwagon fan.
Yeah.
Never let anybody make you think otherwise.
That's
and whatever.
Funny.
So Paul Rudd loves Taylor Swift. And then
he was at the New York show I was at.
Oh,
Paul.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh,
yeah.
I just love him. He's so cute.
Oh, love him.
And then the other thing was Chiefs Nation going crazy when the rumors of Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes.
being brought to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And who he's rumored to be dating Kim Kardashian right now.
I saw Jack Mack's video about that.
Yeah. And the Kansas, was it like the Chiefs official account? Like, it was not the Chiefs official account.
Yeah.
But like a very official, like, fan account or something. It was like, Chiefs Nation, we've heard you. Like, keep him out of Kansas City.
That's hilarious.
Like that. Hilarious.
Yeah.
And then you sent me a video
of
a guy who was brought to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hollywood something. I forgot his name.
He's in TikTok.
Yeah, I'll go to our messages. Hollywood Brown.
Hollywood Brown.
He signed with the Chiefs, and I think he live streams or he does, I don't know if he's on Twitch or what's he on, but he was jamming out to Taylor Swift after he signed to the Chiefs, which I thought is so funny.
Popping off. Was like, ooh, really dancing, getting into it. Loved it. So cute. So
he's
cute.
Like, I know this song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love this song.
It's amazing.
But this is what Eddie Vedder said.
Okay.
The run up to it, making friendship bracelets with her and, talking about his daughter.
Aww.
Making friendship bracelets with her and the generosity of these young girls and boys, trading these bracelets with different messages on them, lyrics, song titles, just acts of goodwill on these little bracelets. They have found their tribe. They were all agreeing on something. The craziest thing was it reminded me of punk rock crowds, of being aligned with all of the misfits in our town back in the day. It was galvanizing and powerful.
That's so
it's
sweet.
Beautiful.
That's really cute. I love that.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that.
I don't know if you ever saw that video of that lead singer of like that Screamo band or something. And he said something about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it was like
Taylor Swift
hardcore or something like that.
And someone like booed. And then he was like, you do not boo Taylor Swift. Like,
yeah,
she's a legend.
Disturbed,
like,
I think,
something
right?
like that. Like, he was like, she brings people together. I don't remember who it was.
I think it was Disturbed. Taylor Swift. Disturbed.
It was such a funny moment.
Yeah, it was disturbed. And okay. He says, Taylor Swift kicks ass.
Yeah,
that's
Taylor Swift
said.
Kicks
yeah.
ass. Yeah. Yeah. So I love, it's like, how can you like.
Don't talk shit about Taylor Swift. She's for real.
Yeah.
She kicks ass. Yeah.
Yeah, because someone like booed when he said her name or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just.
Oh, no, because he said like, oh, sorry, blah, blah, Taylor, to the girl in the audience, remember? And she was like, no,
oh,
no,
yeah,
like
yeah.
not that. And he was like, no, you shut the fuck up. Taylor Swift kicks ass.
Yeah.
The best. We just love respect. We love respect for our queen.
Yeah.
And it's nice that,
like... Especially coming from, like
guys
artists,
you wouldn't
like... Yeah, guys you wouldn't think. Yeah, exactly.
People you wouldn't think, you know, somebody unexpected, an unexpected genre. People just respect... They respect the hustle. They respect the work. Mm-hmm. They respect the fandom. They respect, you know, the magnitude of the whole thing. And we love that. That's what we love the most.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Anything else going on in this world?
I don't know. I feel like that was it.
Yeah.
I was having a lot of fun live tweeting all my favorite lyrics. I was getting a lot of shit for it. People weren't quite sure what I was up to, even though I tweeted what I was doing. But it was really fun to tweet some lyrics. I'm looking back at our thing to make sure we didn't miss anything.
Scream, don't call me kid. Don't call me baby.
Look at this. Godforsaken mess that you made me. Oh, we got First Ladies at the Eras Tour.
Oh, yeah.
Travis
and
Barry
took a picture together. I sent Kelly a really funny tweet that was like, they look like they're the cast of like a new animated movie where Travis is playing like the friendly hippo and Barry's playing the scrappy tiger in like an unlikely friendship.
Completely.
So funny.
Absolutely. Completely.
It's just perfect. And that outfit that Barry's wearing is just so awful.
Yes.
It's so
crazy
European.
Outfits. He has crazy outfits, but here's the thing. He's an Irish king.
Yeah,
he's
an Irish king.
So we're not talking shit.
True. Sorry. Not in the month of March.
Not in the month of March. I think that's all we had for our back and forth.
Yeah.
So yeah, still things. 1 month from today, Tuesday, we will be we will have a new album in our hands.
Thank God.
Oh, we listened to, or I took a stroll through the comments to see what people were thinking about whether or not we should do it live or record it and then put it out later.
Yeah.
People are wanting to record it and put it out later
because
they feel the same that we do where we like want
to
listen to it first, and whatever.
Yeah.
So we'll do it first. And then we'll put it out Friday, I think.
Yeah, perfect.
Because we'll just record it and then like put it out as it is. Like, no, we don't have to do anything with it. And so that'll be exciting. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Make sure that you are subscribed to Taylor Watch in all places so you don't miss something like that.
Yep.
Trying to think what else is on the horizon for us.
Album and concert.
Concert. Ooh, so excited about the concert. Have you thought about your outfit yet?
A little bit more.
I still have bits and pieces for mine, but not a total outfit.
I think I'm going. Okay, here's my idea in my head. So I have I have like studded black and silver cowboy boots.
Love.
Then I'm gonna do like either like a, if I can find orange, then maybe orange, but like a red or an orange like sequin skirt.
Right.
Then with just like a baby tee that says cowboy like me and a cowboy hat.
So cute.
Yeah.
That's a great outfit.
I think so too.
I'll keep my eyes peeled for a skirt like that.
Yeah, because then I just have to buy. Like, then it's just so much cheaper. Like, I don't have to buy, like, a full-ass dress.
Yeah, you don't have to do the whole thing.
And I think I already kind of did the full thing. Like, a nice dress, nice boots. Like,
totally.
It's just, I just don't want to.
I'm laughing because, meanwhile, I just bought, Maleficent horns.
For your outfit? Or just in general?
Well, for my outfit. But here's what, they're not going to be worn the whole time. But I think I have a screenshot of it. I'm trying to do this look from the Karma music video where she's on one side and then she's balanced on the other. And at one point she puts I'm looking at my photos like I'm going to find this. There's no way. Might as well Google. Karma music video hell. Okay. When she flips around and she holds the thing up like this. She's wearing that mask, right?
Okay, yeah.
I didn't get that mask, but I did get horns. And I mostly for the photo. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
obviously.
I will wear those horns for a photo. But the dress that I have is very much like this, but I need to find a way to make it like a little less slutty, which I'm not having a hard time. Because it's like I think the dress is like intended to be a slutty dress, like a dress for sex, like borderline. Like, I showed you it, remember?
Yeah.
But it has the huge like cutouts and stuff. And that's all great.
Yeah.
But I can't go like puss out. Like, that's what we're saying. We can't
have
a puss out.
You don't want to be puss out at the Taylor Swift concert.
We will be in France. So rules are different. That's true. I don't want to be puss out at the Taylor Swift concert.
There's children.
Yeah, there's children everywhere. So I don't really want that. So I'm trying to figure out, like, the dress is so perfect for it.
Mm. Maybe
so
you
can't decide if I do
get
like,
it, like, tailored or something. Like, get it hemmed.
I'll have to wear, like, a body, like, a maybe, like, a Spanx situation underneath.
Yeah.
Like a full butt underwear type deal.
Right.
Like bloomers, you know?
Yeah.
But I think it'll take away from the look, which is my problem. So I'm really just
but I'm thinking,
to
what if you
underneath.
Just tailor like the one part where it's open by
well,
your
no, look,
part
see,
and
it's,
then...
it's... I'll show you again. It's like there's a gold thing on it.
Oh, okay.
And so if I were to like alter it, I guess I could maybe
could.
Oh. It kind of changes the outfit.
Right. Okay.
You know?
Okay. I get it.
Let me see if I can find it.
But yeah.
Oh. Damn, I can't find it anywhere. How did I get it? It might have been a gift.
Oh shit. Probably.
But
there's
anyway.
Just there's nothing that's really speaking to me. Like because every time I think about like, oh, maybe I'll do midnights, then it's just like, oh, I'll do a navy blue sequins dress. Like it's just like I already did the sparkly dress. So I gotta pivot, I think. So we'll see. I wish I could think of something creative, but I just can't think of anything. And I just know I'm going to be too stressed out.
It has been difficult. My friend Brittany, also too, shout out, has been texting me nonstop about it. And sorry to Brittany, I haven't replied. She keeps texting me at the worst times. Like she'll text me and be like, "Oh, I'm still thinking about this outfit," and I'm in the middle of like a crisis. I'm like, I got to get back to this bitch later, and then I keep forgetting. So sorry to Brittany for not answering your text.
Sorry.
But yeah, everybody's struggling. We're just trying to figure out what eras are speaking to us the most.
I know.
And I just think that this is the only opportunity. Like I did my folk lover combo with that Love and Lemons outfit in MetLife, and I feel the only option is for me to I have to go Reputation.
Like yeah, you have to.
I have to.
Yeah.
And I have that little hooded thing anyway. Mm-hmm. So really it's just what I'm gonna wear underneath. And it's probably gonna be a lot of black. And I got those horns. I don't know, y'all.
You're
just
gonna
love
look
a costume.
Amazing.
I love a costume.
Yeah, so do I. I love dressing up, so
we'll keep people posted on that. People are always asking what we're gonna wear. Oh wait. Something else important. And I almost was like trying to save ourselves some drama with this. It's not really drama, but it is. Don't freak out, everyone.
Uh-oh.
But I found out, I don't know if we were going to, in my head, this was going to be a surprise kind of, but now it can't be a surprise anymore because we have to take action on something. While we are in Paris, we are intercepting the Dave's Eras Tour jacket.
Okay.
The jean jacket.
Yeah.
That's been going around the world. It's been at every concert. Night two, we've got it.
Yeah.
So we're going to take photos with it. They're going to do like, I guess, you know, some guys coming to the concert wants to take pictures of it. It's a whole thing. So we're very excited. What I found out is that we have to choose someone to hand it off to on night three. And I did not know this. I thought that they were already all decided, but they're not. So we get to pick someone to give to night three.
Oh my God, so fun.
So if you will be attending night three in Paris.
Yes,
and
the Eras Tour.
Would like Dave's traveling Eras Tour jacket.
Yeah.
You will have to meet up with us to get it from us. And you will also have to deliver it to the next person.
Right.
So this isn't like a... It's
a lot of responsibility.
It's a lot of responsibility. Yeah. And it's gone to every single concert. And Dave is obsessed with this. So that's another reason for us. I'm like, we can't fuck this up. Which we won't. We'll be fine. But... if you are interested in that, what should we have people do to have them chosen? Should we put it on like a, like comment on a post?
Yeah, maybe I'll clip that moment.
Yeah.
Post it and then just see who comments and I'll just put in the caption.
You
like,
have to
comment
be,
on this.
You have to be following Taylor Watch.
Yeah.
Subscribed on our channels.
Everything. Yeah.
And maybe comment on the post that you're seeing this on.
Right.
How
okay.
About that?
Yeah. That's smart.
And we're going to look before
totally.
We will check and make sure.
Yeah.
We'll ask you for screenshots.
Yeah.
It's just an exciting thing. It'll be really fun.
Fun that we get to like pass it to the next
person. I'm really excited too. I didn't know that was a thing. And people have been DMing me and replying and like posting on my comments and stuff. And I was confused thinking that we didn't have that. We didn't have that
people
power.
Were
but we do.
DMing me being like, are you going to get the jacket?
Right.
I'm like, I don't know.
So we have it for night two and we will have the pleasure of giving it to night three. So if you are going to night three Paris and you want Dave's Eras Tour jacket.
Yes.
Subscribe, follow, prove it, comment on the thing, and that's that. Did that just die?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. That's the end of the show anyway.
Yeah.
But very exciting stuff.
Yeah,
we're
so exciting.
Forward to it. It's only a couple weeks away now.
It's crazy.
Like a little over a month and a half.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo-hoo. So excited.
So exciting.
Yay!
So fun.
Oh, man.
That makes it so much more fun now. Like,
yeah, I'm
being
pumped
able
up
to
about
do that.
And
yeah.
we'll get to, so we'll get to meet somebody.
Yeah, yeah,
as
yeah.
Well.
Totally. So do we
a
have to get
hopefully.
It from the girl who has it night one?
We have to get okay. it from the person who has night one, which will be fine. We'll yeah. be able to do that. I think they already told me who it is. So we'll just have to coordinate with that
okay,
person.
Slay.
So, which will be great. And that's it, I think.
Yeah.
So, all right. If you are looking to give your thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
Everything,
opinions,
feelings,
questions,
whatever it is for our Thursday episode, which is of course our episode where we chit chat with the Swifties. We also haven't come up with a name for the Taylor Watch.
Seeing
fans.
A lot of comments that said the Swatchers.
The Swatchers?
Yeah.
I like that.
yeah.
Do you like that?
I like that. Yeah, the
That's
Swatchers.
Cutie.
Yeah, it is cute.
Okay, Swatchers.
Yeah.
Let's maybe think of three different ones and then maybe we can vote.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Unless universally everyone loves Swatchers.
That's what everyone was saying in
All
the
right,
comments,
cool.
Swatchers.
So then maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I kind of love it because it's like Slay Swatchers.
Slay
like
Swatchers.
Sliving.
We're the Slay Swatchers.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I love
like,
it.
You know
I
how Paris
so
says like sliving?
Yeah, of course.
We're the Swatchers.
We're swatching.
Yeah, we're swatching.
Obsessed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Have fun. All right. But then if you want to call or text, it's... 347-450-0723. That is call, leave a voicemail, text us, or DM
yeah.
the Taylor Watch Instagram, and we will read, play, listen to your thoughts on Thursday.
Yes.
We will see you then.
Love ya.
Love ya.